morning, Talmidim. Want to welcome sixth grade classes to Aminyan. Davening was such an uplifting experience already. I felt my davening was better having you here. May Kodesh Baruch Hu help that we should continue, that our tefillah should go up to Shamayim. May Kodesh Baruch Hu should show us that he's listening to our tefillahs and bringing Yeshuas and the Chumras and Taya Klal Yisrael as they desperately need it so much. I want to touch upon two nekudas, two points. One is a pasuk that the Manal spoke about on Friday, which for many years, and a lot of the Baal Darshanim speak about this pasuk. And on Shabbos, we gained a certain level of clarity about this pasuk after while I was learning Chumash Rashi, that it has now a new meaning. And I want to share the meaning. Like you say, perhaps if I got chizik out of something, we can share it with the Olam. Maybe the Talmidim also gain chizik out of it and a better understanding. And then we want to discuss the first pasuk in this week's parasha as well. So the Manal mentioned the pasuk in last week's parasha, ki yidatev l'man ashi yitzavez bonov es beisei acharov v'shamru derech Hashem la'aseh tzedakah mishpat l'man hovi Hashem al Avraham es asher dibur olav. So in short, the Heilige Meshech Chachma writes that the mitzvah of chinuch that we have, the makar for the mitzvah of chinuch, we have a mitzvah to be mechanuch kinderlich. Parents have a mitzvah to be mechanuch their children. The makar of that mitzvah of chinuch comes from this pasuk. Now there is a pasuk that says, "V'lamadatem es b'neichem," you have to teach your children. That's referring to Torah. You have to give over Torah to your children. So it's a mitzvah to be mechanuch your kids with Torah. So teaching them Torah, that's the pasuk v'lamadatem es b'neichem. But the mitzvah of chinuch and all other areas of life, meaning all the mitzvahs and hanhaga, how we should act, comes from this pasuk of the Heilige Meshech Chachma, from Kidat Olam Ashitzav is Bonav is Beisai Acharov, the Shamru Derech Hashem, to teach your kids that Derech Hashem comes from this pasuk. So if the mitzvah of chinuch comes from this pasuk, just to understand the mitzvah that we have and how lucky you are to be the recipient of the guidance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us to guide you to be mechanech you. So Rashi says a beautiful taich on the first word, which I think that was an area that I was lacking clarity. I didn't understand the pashut pshat of the pasuk. What does it mean, ki yedatev? What does the word ki yedatev mean? And I'm going to say what the word ki yedatev is, and then I'm going to say what the whole pasuk means. Rashi said the word yedatev means chaviv. You are beloved to me. Now let's understand the pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I love Avraham Avinu because he commanded his sons and his daughters to keep the Derech Hashem. He taught them how to keep the Derech Hashem, how to act. La'aseh tzedakah and mishpat, to do righteousness and mishpat is then. The Manhav Yishev HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know why I loved Avraham Avinu so much? Avadu, because he did what's right. That's for sure. Avraham Avinu was a tzaddik and he did what's correct. But I love him so much. Rashi Zakt. I love him so much because he taught his kids to go in the same way that he went. And the way that he was Maka Kodesh Baruch Hu, he taught his kids to do what's right. So it's not only he himself did what's right, he took that and gave it over to the next generation. And Arch will take attached to his Pasha Pshat. Yidatev, I love Avraham Avinu because that. I had a hard time with the word Yidatev. But Rashi says, so Rabbi Yisai, your parents have a mitzvah and they're loved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu when they teach you right from wrong. Your parents partnered with your Rabbeim. Your parents partnered with this wonderful moysid, the best moysid in the world, to be mechanech you, so that they are loved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you know right from wrong, and you will continue that on to the next generation as well. Do you know what the best way of chinuch is, Dr. Pasuk? Avraham Avinu taught us a lesson. Chinuch is a combination of two things. When we teach you to do something, it's a combination of two things. First of all, it's tzedakah. And secondly, it's mishpat. Tzedakah mishpat is not only that you should do tzedakah and mishpat, but us mechanchim, us parents, when we are mechanech our kids, it has to come from two places. It has to come from a place of tzedakah, and it has to come from a place of mishpat. Meaning that when the Talmud steps out of bounds, the Talmud does something that's not correct, the first thing is we try with tzedakah. We try with righteousness. We try in a good way. Tzedakah. It's not appropriate to act that way. It's unexpected. Let's figure out a better plan, a better way. Avoidance is never good. You're supposed to be a certain place. There's a certain expectation for you. So we always try the mahalach of tzedakah first. The mahalach of righteousness. The mahalach of chesed. The mahalach of rachman. We try that first. But if that doesn't work, we have to use what's called mishpat. We have to use what's called accountability. And sometimes a consequence as well. So when you're asked and you were told and you were guided to do what's right, and you do it, everybody is happy. Tzedakah, everyone is happy. Mishpat is sometimes an uncomfortable piece. Sometimes we get upset. Why do we have to have this consequence? Why do we have to have this accountability? Well, after tzedakah was tried and it doesn't work, we have to do mishpat because that's what Avraham Avinu did with his kids. As the Pasuk says, Vishamru Derech Hashem, they kept the way of Hashem. He taught his kids to keep the Derech Hashem. Lasa is tzedakah mishpat. They should do, and Avraham Avinu modeled that. Tzedakah mishpat. And as we said last week, Avraham Avinu's chesed was, his tzedakah was unbelievable. And when he had to do something strong, mishpat, he had to do it. It's not pleasant to do. So, and sometimes a parent, a mechanech, a rebbe, tells us to do something, and we may not feel comfortable, understand that the reason why the adults are doing it, it's a mitzvah. They're doing the following a mitzvah, that if they do this mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I love you. I care about you. Because you're training, you're being mechanech the next generation to do what's right. Don't be upset if a rebbe tells you to do something. Don't be upset if your parent tells you to do something. They want to be loved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They want you to have that skill that you can give it over to the next generation when you are that adult. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will love you. Children that are not mechunich, children that are not taught properly, children that don't learn at a young age right from wrong, chalila, what happens to them when they're older? The dysfunction that goes on is unbelievable. So when a Rebbe tells you to do something, when a parent tells you to do something, thank you, Rebbe. And if you didn't hear when the Rebbe spoke about the tzedakah chelik of it and told you in a kind way, and now you have to have a consequence, and now you have to have an accountability, thank you, Rebbe, for helping me, for guiding me, for teaching me right from wrong. Because now HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you, and he will love me too, because I will do the same thing. Sometimes it happens, you tell a Talmud to do something, but it doesn't happen here. You're picking on me. You're picking on me. Why are you telling me? Me? Why me? Six other boys did the same thing. Why are you telling me? You should feel privileged that we're being mechanech you. The six other boys? Put that aside. We're making a Kadosh Baruch Hu love you. A Kadosh Baruch Hu loves me when I'm telling you right from wrong. Tzedakah mishpat. Oh, only me? Why? You hate me? You hate me. It's a new thing happening. 2024. Baruch Hashem, it's not here. Adults, when an adult tells you to do right from wrong, he loves you because he wants to bring that Kadosh Baruch Hu's love. And he's continuing that on to the next generation. So when I learned this pasuk on Shabbos and I learned Pshat and Rashi says Pshat and Kiyadatev, it is such a chizuk. And I want to give over this chizuk to Talmidim as well. When a Rebbe tells you to do something, you say thank you. It reminds me, I never understood this. Today, Baruch Hashem, again, it doesn't happen today. When I was growing up, the acceptable way of being mechanech children was mitapach. You probably heard the word patch, you probably heard the word pech. A patch is singular, one patch. Pech is multiple pech. Multiple patches is called pech. So Baruch Hashem, the generation that I grew up, Baruch Hashem, I got patched. Baruch Hashem, I got pech. I got both. But we had one Rebbe, I remember till today, after he gave the Talmud a patch, the Talmud had to say thank you. Thank you. I couldn't understand it. Baruch Hashem, today I understand it. But at the time, you just hurt me. You just gave me a patch. I have to tell you thank you. I really want to patch you back. But I can't because the boundary's crossing and it's not their heritage and it's not. But that's running through my mind. Yet, he taught me such an humble. And again, that was at the time when that was acceptable practice to be mechanic kids that way. And Baruch Hashem, I grew up in that generation. I'm happy that I did. Now I understand why he made us say thank you. He didn't want to patch us because that was his exercise for the day. Sometimes it felt that way. But that's not the reason why he wanted to patch us. He wanted to be mechanech us. Because he has a mitzvah of leman, ki yedatev. Hashem says, I'm going to love you if you mechanech kids. And that's how he was mechanech his kinderlach. Now we don't use that method. Because if you tell a kid it's not right, he may blow up. Oh, you're picking on me. You don't like me. If we would have gotten bets, that comment would have never come up in the discussion even. But lamais tzadikim, if a rebbe or parent ever tells you something, because he wants you to do better, your response should be, thank you, Rebbe, for being mechanech me. Thank you, because now Hashem loves you and is going to love me even better. You don't have to say that, nekuda. But that should be going through your mind, that I want to do better. So this was the one nekuda, which I got tremendous chizuk of. And no, we're not starting to patch, but at least appreciate when we tell you to do something, when we guide you to do something that's right, it's our mitzvah, and it's going to bring more love from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us and then to you. The next pasuk is in this week's parasha. Pasuk starts off, we know the famous pasuk, and we discussed this topic many times already, but again, I want to discuss it again. Pasuk is V'chayasara, Me'yashana, Esrum Shana, V'sheva Shana, M'shnei Chayasara. And Rashi says, why did it say so many times? Shana, and Rashi says, Baskuf, 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 Baskuf. And then Rashi finishes off, Shnei Chayasara, Kulon Shavn L'toiva. Sarim Menu lived, all of her years were considered good years. She lived good years. And many of the Mefarshim asked this famous question. Sarim Menu's years were all good years? Think back to Sarim Menu's life and tell us if that's considered good. Sarim Menu, the first 90 years, couldn't have any children. She had to take in Hagar into the house and then Yishmael into the house. Having Yishmael in the house is not easy. We should never have to go through such misyonis of having a Yishmael type in the house. It's not easy. And Yishmael was in the house, and having Sarah there with knowing that she can't have kids in the house is extremely painful. Sarah Maynard was captured by Abimelech and Paroi. Sarah Maynard went through traveling, and the amount of nisyonis that she went through in her life, to say that all of her life was kulon shavan l'toyva almost doesn't make sense. She went through a roller coaster of her life, so many challenges. How is it that Rashi can say that all of her life was, all of her years were considered good? Kulon shavim l'tayva. We had a meeting yesterday with a psychologist. Meeting here, discussing certain mahalchim, how he works. And during the conversation, he tells us that the past two weeks has been very rough. He's been very busy the past 2 weeks. So he said, well, there's an overwhelming amount of clients. I mean, he said, it happens to be that he was more busy with family. More busy with family. So I asked, was there a family loss? Was there something that happened in the family that he was so busy the past 2 weeks? And he looks at me, he says, there was a loss, but it wasn't a family loss. And I explain, no. And he looks at me and he says, the elections. I'm like, what? He says, a lot of his family members are going through a very difficult time. Some of them took a week off from life. Took a week off from work. They took a week off from life. And he really had to be there to support them. Very difficult time. Now, I'm not going into the conversation because I'm not a maven to understand fully the differences and the nuances between one party or the other party, one candidate, another candidate. It doesn't mean much to me. But I don't think I lost any sleep over one candidate or another candidate. I don't think I would have lost any sleep if one candidate lost one, the other candidate did not. It's not that much negaya to me. This psychologist is busy the past 2 weeks dealing with family members that had a tremendous loss. Their life has been affected by something that's going on in Washington. And I've mamish felt bad. Thinking to myself, again, you know, people may have a preference, people, but to be so involved that it's affecting the day-to-day functioning, that you need a family member psychologist to deal with the loss of one candidate over the other, that's extreme. That's not healthy. So how does a person reach that level of unhealthiness that something that's going on in the world could dictate their life, could turn around their entire life, that they should become dysfunctional? The Teretz is, if a person feels that they understand how the world runs, if the person feels that my work, my hishtadlus, is what's going to change the world, I'm going to make the world into a better place, and if things don't work the way I want it to make, for sure they become emotionally involved, and it could leave a negative impact on their life. But if a person lives understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and we are part of the show, we are part of the cast. We are here living in this world. We have a role. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives everybody a role. And you have to practice your role. And ultimately, there is a higher HaKadosh Baruch Hu who controls exactly how the play is going to end up playing out. If a person lives his life that way, then I know that I do my role. Whatever I'm taught, whatever my rabbeim and my parents teach me to do, that's what I do. And the rest of the world, I don't get intimately and emotionally involved because it's just, that's not my part of the play. I'm not in drama. For those of you that know me, I hate drama. I don't like drama. So this candidate, it doesn't talk my language. Because it disturbs my Hachavas Hadas. Sari Meinu went through a roller coaster of a life. She went through so many transitions and so many challenges. And you know why it didn't affect her? Because she knew that everything is happening from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now she's playing this role, and now she's playing that role. She's helping others. She was Megaya Gerim, and she supported anyone that needed support. That's what's happening in her. She's not in control of her life. Kulon Shavim Latoiba, how was it that everything was good? Because she understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs her life. And I said this once before. I saw a beautiful word. Rashi says that Bas Kuf Kabas Kuf. Right? Kuf is 100 and Kuf is 20. Kapitel Kuf is Mizmor L'Soida and Kapitel Kuf is L'Matzeach Mizmor David Yancha Hashem B'Yom Tzara. When we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something is going good in our life, we say Mizmor L'Soida, thank you Hashem, we bring a Korban Torah and we say thank you Hashem. When there's a Tzara on a person's life, we say, so Rashi tells us that her bas kof was kabas kof, kof. Her kapitel kof, her mizmor l'soida, was said anytime there was a kof. She didn't look at tzaras, she looked at thank you Hashem. Every time something went on in her life, she said, thank you, Hashem. Not that I'm looking at it as a tzara. Sari Meinu taught us an important lesson in life. The lesson in life is that we are part of a much bigger world, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. We have to keep on thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the world that we're living in. And not to get stuck on the details of the entertainment of today's world. Elections is here for entertainment. We said it last week. Sports is here for entertainment. Anything that goes on in the world that may be a distraction for you to focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here for entertainment. And the big world outside needs to be entertained. Otherwise, they're going to be busy with us. And we don't want them to be busy with us. Entertain yourself. A yid has to know that everything that goes on in the world is not applicable to us. The only thing that's applicable to us is the Mizmor L'Soida. Thank Hashem. And yes, afterwards you can say, Yam Hashem B'Yam Tzara. But thank Hashem, everything that happens in this world is for the good. Appreciate that everything that happens in this world is for the good. We mentioned the story a few years ago, and I'll finish with this story. Years ago, we had a maintenance person that worked here, that his wife, Nebuch, passed away. So the Manal and myself, we went to the funeral to give to show Hakaras HaToiv to the maintenance worker here. We came to the funeral. We almost didn't recognize the maintenance worker. He was dressed mamish. He looked like he had his hair done to cover the event. He had a beautiful suit, and he was wearing mamish. He looked beautiful. And we asked if there's going to be any hespedim, any eulogies for his wife. He said, no, there's no hespedim. They have a big screen, and they have a video that plays about her life. Her life, she had a very good life. So everybody sits down, and they watch the video, and that's the hespedim on the lady. So on the video, you see she went to Disneyland. You see she went to the Eiffel Towers. You see she went to this Cancun, Mexico, this cruise, and this, all the beautiful places in the world that she went to. So they were celebrating her life. She died. She had a very good life. She went to all these places. That same day, there was Nebuchadnezzar in the community of a big Baal Tzedakah that passed away. I'm sure that he went to almost every place that was on that thing, but none of that was discussed by his Leviah. By his Leviah was discussed the chesed that he did, the tzedakah that he did, the chavrusas that he had, the hashkafa that he had, the yerushamayim that he had. That's celebrating a person's life. When Sari Menu passed away, Lahavdil, back to I think, when Sari Menu passed away, it wasn't the challenges that went through that she had such a tough life. The parasha is called Chaye Sarah. You want to know how she lived her life? She lived her life that Kulon Shavim Latova, anything that came her way was, thank you, Hashem. She didn't need a Disneyland. She didn't need an Eiffel Tower. She didn't need a Mexico. She didn't need a Caribbean island. She didn't need that to bring in Chaye, life into her life. It was Kulon Shavim Latova. That's why Parshas Vayechi, when Yaakov Avinu passes away, is also called Vayechi Yaakov. Yaakov lived. Even though he passed away in that parasha, so maybe it shouldn't be called Vayechi. The teretz is because we're celebrating his life. The life of a yid is the shomri derech Hashem, la'aseh tzedakah mishpat, the righteousness that you do, the mishpat that you do in order to be mechanech, the next generation, and in order to be able to understand that everything that happens in this world is not because a president, an elected official, or this or that. We, Baruch Hashem, don't need a psychologist when the elections don't go the way we want it to go. Because we know that everything that happens in our life, in our world, is because that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu directed it to go. And it happens because He wants to bring us a Mordechai Tzadik to bring us Yeshua. It doesn't matter if Ali Parnu is the president, if Al-Khashverosh or Haman is the president. It doesn't matter to us. One thing matters, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us to Mordechai Tzadik, He brings us to Esther Malki, He brings us to Yehudis, He brings us to Yeshua from ways where we can't even imagine. And that's why when things happen, we accept it. We say the perik, kaf of Mizmai L'Soida. We say, kuf of Mizmai L'Soida. We say the kaf of Lam Tzeich L'Yam Hashem Tzara. Atfulah should be in the skabel, and we should recognize and realize that everything that happens is the Yad Hashem.